Good morning, Bethesda family. It's a great play, great to see familiar faces and our friends here. I do appreciate Pastor Mark and Pastor Yuri for organizing this play about refugees, Afghanistan, Afghan believers. It's a very good. Let's give them another round of applause. Thank you. The title for this morning's sermon is Emmanuel is our refuge. Emmanuel is our refuge. Today is Grey Cup Day, yeah? Hey, go Bombers, go, yes? How many of you are going to see the game? Yes, yes, we all go, and it's exciting. And by the way, Emmanuel is Bombers' refuge too. Yeah, that's we hope and pray that they will win. They will bring great joy. This is the second time. And I am one of their fans, and yes, let's pray for that too, that a lot of Winnipeggers, they're in Hamilton, and we will know this, regardless of the game, but we also pray for the safety of players as well, that they're all safe, but we are looking forward for Grey Cup, second year, yes, thank God. And we live in a world full of paradoxes, Leopoldo Martini, in his book titled 94 Paradoxes to Consider in 21st Century, writes, in the first two decades of 21st century, ethnic and religious conflicts have erupted. Terrorism has expanded. Populism has mutated and is booming. Dictatorships have reinvented. Environmental problems have intensified. Pandemics have become recurrent and more frequent. The gap between rich and poor has widened. Organized crime has acquired a status never seen before in history. And violence is increasingly used by groups that feel legitimate. In the midst of this alarming state of affairs, the fourth industrial revolution is taking place. The product of the growing process of robotization in factories and digitalization and automation in our lives and reality. Nothing escapes their expansion and consequences. Who will know? We came to Canada in 2000. Who will know that after 21 years, we cannot live without cell phones and computers and laptops and security cameras? Sometimes I walk during my lunchtime, and if I forget my cell phone, then it's something, it's my mind. Oh, yeah, I'm missing something. I still go without cell phone for a walk, but it is part of our life now, digital, and or everything like automatic cars, everything like backup cameras. This, we cannot live, it seems, in these days. The biggest paradox between East and West is that in the East, people are dying from hunger. You know, in Africa, in Afghanistan, in Asia, people are dying from hunger and do not have clean water. Followers of Jesus in the West are arguing about the COVID vaccines, while believers in Afghanistan or other parts of the world are running for their life. This is the biggest paradox that we are facing now. Since 2001, international community and U.S. spent close to $2 trillion in Afghanistan to rebuild Afghanistan. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, Canadians, and NATO soldiers died in Afghanistan. Life in Afghanistan dramatically has changed in the last 4 months. Who will know that the life will change in the last 4 months? Afghan women cannot work or have higher education. Now, close to 200,000 Afghans fled the country and became refugees. Close to 20 million Afghans, mostly children, are facing hunger and shortage of food this winter. Listening music and practicing musical instrument is prohibited in Afghanistan. Pastor Yuri. Afghan girls cannot practice and participate in sport tournaments. as we celebrate Christmas here in Canada, Afghan people are going through dark days. Through dark days. The text for today, you know, that I am a last-minute person. And usually when I preach, I prepare a little bit, but I do it in the last night. And as I was praying to the Lord after our meeting with Yuri, we had a great lunchtime with Yuri and get to know him, both of us. And we thank God for Pastor Mark. He's a great friend of mine. And we have all the time, we have a lot of things to talk with him. But as I was meditating what I should share, I chose Psalm 5. Psalm 5, verses 1 to 8. Here it says, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with this deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord. Here, O Lord, is spelled with the capital letters. L-O-R-D, which means Yahuwah, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. May your way plain for me to follow. I would like to share with you 3 points. Number one, disordered world. Disordered world. Psalm 5, 1 to 3. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Somehow it's going down. Oh Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. When the world around us is disordered, what do we do? When the world around us is disordered, what do? Of course, pray, pray, and pray. Let's continue to pray on behalf of Afghanistan, on behalf of Afghan women, on behalf of Afghan girls, Afghan children, Afghan youth, and Afghan men. Let's knock the doors of heaven through our prayers and ask God's mercy and grace on people of Afghanistan. Let's expect God will do something. God will rescue people of Afghanistan. God will protect Afghan Christians. God will protect Afghan refugees. A couple days ago, I came back from my mission trip in Greece and also ministry meetings in Germany. Nowadays, travel is different. When I was in Greece, Greece is the second point for refugees. The first point in Europe, actually. Afghan refugees from Afghanistan go to Iran, then from Iran to Turkey, and then from Turkey through boat or different means, they go to Greece, to Lesbos Island and also other part of Greece. And there are thousands of Afghan refugees in Greece. Specifically, one Christian couple, they served during our meeting as they cook as Afghan meal. This young couple, they have 2 children. They came from Afghanistan through Iran, Turkey to Greece with their parents. They became Christians in Greece, in the camp, through Afghan evangelists, and their parents, they disowned them. In Greece, in the camp, and they kicked them out from the camp in Greece. And that's the price what Afghan Christians, they pay now, right now. And this couple with 2 children, they served us humbly, and they are great believers. This is how life is for refugees, for Afghan Christian refugees. This is disordered world. Our world also can be disordered. Sickness and other things can enter, or financial difficulties, or loss of job, or COVID, or whatever it is. This is a disordered world. And we can plead to God. We can pray all the time and ask Him for His mercy, for His grace. The need to reorder. Psalm 5, 4 to 6. The need to reorder. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. The need to reorder. Our job is to tell the truth about the situation in Afghanistan. We do not sugarcoat. We do not sugarcoat. Our things are very dark days in Afghanistan happening. And our job is to tell the truth, to tell what is going on among believers, among people of Afghanistan, among women, children, and tell it, and through social media, through all means. We need to tell the truth. We need to tell the truth. We need to call for repentance and forgiveness. We need to call for repentance and forgiveness. 30 of us, Afghans, believers, or Christian leaders, we started a Zoom or a kind of a group through Zoom a year ago, and we met monthly. And last couple months, we decided to meet in person in Greece, where the refugees are. And most of us, we were refugees at some point, and we said, okay, we can come to Greece, to Thessaloniki. You know Thessaloniki? Well, Paul was there, yeah? He wrote a couple letters about that city. We met in there, 20 of us, from different background, from different ethnicity, Tajik, Pashtuns, Uzbek, Hazara, from different backgrounds, people who are educated, non-educated. We all serve in different ways. We all got together. We prayed, we cried, we worshiped, and we organized it by ourselves. This is the first meeting that I attended that was organized by Afghan believers. Everything from A to Z. That was a miracle by itself. And then on the last day, God spoke to us. You know, the biggest problem inside Afghanistan is ethnic conflicts. Conflicts between Tajiks and Pashtuns, conflict between different ethnicities. And what we did in the last days, God spoke to us. And what we did, we washed the feet of each other. We washed the feet of each other. And that was how God worked through us. This is what need the people of Afghanistan, to wash the feet of one another through faith in the Lord Jesus. I remember as we were washing, you know, Uzbek ethnicity is one of the smallest ethnicity, one of the smallest, the third or fourth, first, if you say Pashtuns, then Tajiks, then Hazaras, then Uzbeks. This young man, Uzbek, as we started to washing his feet, he cried. He cried. He said, I can't believe that a Pashtun man is washing my feet. And that's exactly what the Lord wants us to do. Reorder a different ways, not based on our background, not based on our education, not based on who we are, but based on the faith in the Lord Jesus. What Jesus did. Jesus is our hero. Jesus is our hero. The need to reorder. The need to reorder. And then new order. New order. Psalms 5, 7 to 8. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain to me to follow. In the midst of darkness in Afghanistan, the Lord shines. That's a new order. Yes, Afghanistan going through dark days. Yes, Afghan believers going through dark days. But I share with you some good news. The Lord, He's still in His throne. The Lord, He's still in His throne. as you know, our TV program, live TV program, couple weeks ago, a young man called. He says, I am watching your TV for weeks now. I want to confess my faith. I want to confess my sins, and I want to believe in Jesus. Live on the spot. And I had the privilege to lead him to the Lord. That's how the Lord works. Or I receive a call where Afghan believers say, with a broken heart, we tell you that we forgive Taliban. That's how the Lord works. This is new order. I would like to share with you a couple thoughts about this ordered world, the need to reorder and new order. If we imagining that life only works well when it is ordered, this is a myth. This is not true. This is false. God, he's as much as in new order as he is in disorder. Afghanistan is disorder now, but God is in there. God lives among us through believers, through his power. If we insist that everything in life should be in order, we are underdeveloped. Western world suffers from cultural ignorance and individualism. Our world may be fine and in order, but our neighbor's life is not. That's the key point. Our world, maybe we are fine. We have a good job. We have a good family. We have a good believing family. We have good friends. But our neighbors. We attend Fort Garry MB Church, and my neighbor attends in that church. And sometimes I speak in that church. You know how difficult it is to speak before your neighbor? Because he knows how you go out and how you go in. You do care for your neighbor or not. And that's exactly what here is. That our world might be fine, but our neighbor's world might be in disorder. Life is found in living through this ordered world, reorder and ordered life. I'm not sure what phase of life you are, but people of Afghanistan live in a disordered world for last 50 years. One day, when I was grade 3 in 1973, when I woke up, I wanted to go to school. There was a coup on that day, and I couldn't go to school. Since that day, Afghanistan didn't see peace and prosperity. This is a disordered world. But we need the new order. We need the Lord Jesus. Disordered world can be a great place because it teaches us how to live out of control, how to be vulnerable. Emmanuel is our refuge. Isaiah 7, 13 to 14 says, Then Isaiah said, Listen well, you royal family of David. Isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? All right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. And we will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, here we read, we quote usually Isaiah 7:14. Yeah, agree, we usually quote Isaiah 7:14. But there is a great insight in Isaiah 7:13. The word patience, it says, must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? One Persian poet wrote a poem called God Has Astonishing Patience. God has astonishing patience. And this is now the cry of people of Afghanistan, the cry for the Savior, the cry for the one who can rescue them. And no one else but the Lord, no one else but Jesus Christ can rescue them. This I translated this poem. It starts like this. God has astonishing patience. God has astonishing patience. If I were him, the first moment I saw the oppression of his people, I would destroy the world with all its beauty and ugliness. God has astonishing patience. God has astonishing patience. If I were him, when I saw one without a clothes and trembling like a child in Afghanistan, another covered with fine clothes like mine, another covered with fine clothes, I would overthrow the earth and the sky altogether. God has astonishing patience. God has astonishing patience. Why should I be in his place? It is better than he takes his place and he can watch all the ugliness of his people. It is better that he is in his place and he can watch all the ugliness of people, of his people. It is really, we cannot watch. I cannot, when I watch the videos, when I read, I cannot fathom. I cannot, it's out of patience. It gets me. But only God can do that because he is the loving God. He is a God of full of patience. People of Afghanistan crying, reciting this poem in these dark days. We thank God for his astonishing patience in our own life as well. We thank God that he is Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. We thank God that he is our refuge. We thank God that he sees and hears the cry of people of Afghanistan. And as well, he sees and hears our cry as well, our cry. Different situation nowadays that we are facing, sickness or whatever it is, or loss of job or any other problem. We all go through different journeys in life. We all go through different journeys in life. Disordered world, reorder, and new order. We all go in all in different ways through different season of life. If someone going through a disordered life like sickness, loss of loved one, or financial difficulties, loss of a job, or a marriage problem, we need to pray and let our Emmanuel, Lord Jesus, to help us. I think in this time, considering our situation here in Winnipeg with the COVID, with all other things, challenges, and also what's happening in Afghanistan, we need to pray. We need to pray and let God, let our Emmanuel to help us and intervene, and he is with us. Merry Christmas and God bless you.